Grandmother and Grandfather Bear. One day, Little Bear came to visit Grandmother and Grandfather Bear in their little house in the woods. This was something Little Bear liked to do. He liked to look at all the nice things, the pictures, Grandmother's flowers, Grandfather's toy goblin that jumped up and down in a jar. He liked to put on Grandfather's big hat and say, "Look at me!" And he liked Grandmother's cooking very, very much. He had some bread and jam, cake and cookies, milk and honey, and an apple. "Have some more," said Grandmother. "Yes, thank you," said Little Bear. "I'm not eating too much, am I?" "Oh, no, no," said his grandmother. Then Grandfather said to Little Bear, "We will have lots of fun today, you and I." "Yes," said Little Bear, "but Father Bear told me not to make you tired."
"Me? Tired?" said Grandfather. "How can you make me tired? I am never tired."
He got up and did a little jig. "Never tired," he said, and sat down. Little Bear laughed and clapped his paws. "Do you know what?" he said to his grandmother and grandfather.
"What?" they asked.
"I like it here," said Little Bear. He hugged them. Little Bear and Grandfather had all the fun they could think of. Then Grandfather Bear sat down.
"Now we can have a story," said Little Bear.
"Good," said Grandfather Bear. "Tell me a story."
"No," Little Bear laughed. "You tell me one."
"Then I must have my pipe," said Grandfather. Little Bear ran into the house, got the pipe, and ran back. But there was Grandfather, fast asleep.
"Aw," said Little Bear.
He was sad, but not for long. He went looking for his grandmother and found her in the garden. Could Grandmother tell him a story? Oh, yes, she could. She took Little Bear's paw. "Let us go to the summer house," she said. "It is cool there." "Come, Little Bear, let's skip."
"Oh, Grandmother," Little Bear laughed, "how you skip."
"You skip nicely too," said Grandmother. They sat down in the summer house. Little Bear said, "Tell me a story about Mother Bear when she was a little cub, about Mother Bear and the robin. I like that story."
"Very well," said Grandmother. And so she began.